everybody. It is Katie Kestner. Welcome back to the Dear Katie podcast. We just wanted to give our listeners a little preview of some changes we're making with at least some themes and especially two fabulous new co-hosts that I brought on to our team. So you can meet them, know a little bit about them and what each of us are hoping for in this next season. So first of all, I'd love to introduce Emily Wang. You may have seen her name on the podcast website. She's been with us quite some time and does a fabulous job on our production side. And now she's turning over to the mic side and joining us as a co-host. So Emily, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Hey everyone, I am so excited to be joining our wonderful team of co-hosts to speak to not only survivors, but artists, advocates, and activists within the field of sexual violence. I came to Take Back the Night almost 4 years ago now, starting just as a volunteer on our chapter side before starting the podcast with our initial team and making it what it is today. I'm very interested in the topic of sexual violence academically. Part of my undergraduate degree was in women and gender studies. So I've encountered a lot of different perspectives on sexual violence, and I'm so excited to be able to interview some of those activists and educators with Katie and our other co-hosts moving forward.
Thanks so much, Emily. It is such a delight. Our listeners are going to love listening to how you ask questions and the way your brain works around this topic. So thank you for lending your brilliant self to our team. And our other guest today is Luisa Leche. And Luisa is also going to be a co-host. Luisa, tell our listeners about yourself.
Hi, everyone. It's an honor to be here alongside Katie and Emily today. I have not been at the podcast team as long as Emily, but I enjoy every minute that I'm doing this. I am a biology student, so one of the parts that I'm very interested in about sexual assault and sexual violence and how we deal with that is the healing process and how that affects our body in so many different ways. And also, what can we do to help ourselves heal? So my favorite part of the podcast is listening to the different people that we have here talking about their experience with healing, especially when it's around art and movement and what we can do to help ourselves and what the listeners can understand more about what happened to them.
Thanks, Luisa. And you just made me think of it. I just want to give our listeners a couple quick tips that I just read about, almost like a little news brief. I was just reading about how, interestingly, we can reset some of our kind of flight, freeze, or flight, our I guess all the Fs, when we freeze up and have a reaction to trauma. Sometimes I just read you can stand on barefoot on something really, really cold, or you can put an ice pack like on the back of your hands, or put that ice pack or bag of peas on the back of your neck, because we have so many nerve endings and somehow it really takes our brain to another place and out of trauma. So those are, you know, that I found that really helpful and very interesting. And I think the three of us are extremely passionate about thinking about that brain-body connection to trauma. And we're going to be talking with our guests as much as possible about what modalities they've tried and what's worked and what hasn't worked that might be outside the box thinking. I can also share one other quick story before we talk a little bit about what else is coming down the road for the podcast. But we have a fabulous woman who runs in New England every single summer when she turns 1 year older. She runs the number of miles as to her age in honor of Take Back the Night as part of her healing journey. I believe she's up to 81 miles, believe it or not.
Wow.
So she is a true survivor and thriver. I know she has a few folks along the way to encourage her, and she doesn't do it all in one fell swoop. She does take a few little breaks along the way, but I really honor the way she has decided to take her healing journey. So there are lots of ways for us to thrive and survive. So just don't forget that will be part of every episode as we think through this massive part of our lives that affects us in so many different ways. So Louisa or Emily, any other thoughts for our listeners as we go into another season?
I want to share with our listeners that we'll be inviting a lot of really interesting people who have perspective on the legal aspect of sexual assault and sexual assault litigation. So stay tuned for a lot of those perspectives, because they have many really interesting stories to share, as well as a lot of tips and advice for those who may want to go through that process. So do stay tuned for all of those really interesting interviews. These are people who fight for sexual violence survivors with a lot of passion and a lot of care. And they have a lot of really interesting things to say. So
I'm so glad you brought that up. Before I turn it to Louisa, here's cool news. Coming up shortly is Denim Day, April 24th, and related to legal and justice in Italy, once upon a time, Denim Day comes from a woman who lost her case because the judge simply said, your jeans are so tight, there's no possible way they would have come off of you without you willingly have consented. So we have plenty to talk about in the world of seeking justice and seeking not revenge, but definitely some sort of affirmation that what happened to us was wrong and was not our fault. So stay tuned absolutely to what Emily said. Louisa, anything you want to preview or talk about?
Oh, yeah. I think it's important to let their listeners know that even though Katie won't be here with us for all of the episodes now on, we'll still do the podcast as well as she does, hopefully. And yeah, our focus is always on the guests, on the listeners. So nothing will change much. And all the things that will change will be for the good.
Absolutely, Louisa. And I would only reassure that there's no one way to be a great host on this podcast, because especially for our listeners, we all come from so many different walks of life. And I specifically wanted to bring on Louisa and Emily for that purpose, because I think they're going to give a different perspective and a helpful way to think about every episode that we have. So I definitely second what you just said, Louisa. There'll be no loss of love around here. In fact, I think that it'll be a more beautiful rainbow of voices and ways to think about the problem. So I am delighted that both of you are joining us. As we close out, we three wanted to just remind you about Take Back the Night and some of the great things we have going on, and also ways to get involved if this is a passion and a place where you want to grow and heal in a more of a collective community environment, meaning we might not be in one physical spot. However, we have lots of events that you can attend all over the country, even around the world. And we also have lots of ways you can volunteer. We're 100% volunteer. The podcast is 100% volunteer. We operate with no revenue, but lots of energy and enthusiasm. So I'm just going to remind everybody that a donation, though, would help if you are so inclined, and every penny can be used to good. We are still trying to reach out to form chapters to provide stipends for our amazing volunteers. So please do not hesitate to donate. There's lots of places on the website you can find a button to click, our Venmo or any other way you can give. Emily, anything else you want to tell our listeners about?
Yes. Along that line, our fantastic team of volunteers also helps to run our completely free legal hotline on Take Back the Night. If you go to the Take Back the Night website, you can find out more information there. The number is 567-SHATTER. And through that phone call or phone number, you can get completely free legal advice about your options from victim-focused attorneys. These are the attorneys that I mentioned earlier that we'll be discussing. Of course, your options on the podcast. But if you would like legal advice, we do provide that free legal hotline. There is also a form on our website if you are not comfortable with a phone call. So all of these resources are provided at no cost to our survivors.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Emily. And Louisa, anything else you want to mention for our listeners?
Yes. If you want to hear more about the amazing events Katie mentioned, please subscribe to a free monthly newsletter. If you go to the Take Back the Night website, you can sign up over there. And also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dear Katie Podcast.
Thank you so much, Louisa. Well, to all of our listeners, as we always remind you, please do good self-care, take breaks, reach out for support. We are a very, I think, a community of diversity and inclusivity, and there is no one who, you know, would judge you if you want to come and join the Take Back the Night group. Our fans, our supporters, our donors, our event holders, we are all in this together. So please continue to listen to our episodes, follow us, like us on Instagram and Facebook, and thank you again. So stay tuned to another episode.